Today, obviously, is the 4th of July, and so we say Happy Independence Day. And yet, as a Christian, there's an element of that that, well, feels a little strange to me. And that's because God has really created us to be dependent on Him. And so, while we look at this idea of living free, I wanted to share a message that I titled, Living as One Who is Free. And looking at a passage out of John chapter 8. And within that, there's this discussion that, well, I look at it and I see some at least loose parallels to today, and specifically to today's American culture. In it, there's the religious leaders, the Jewish leaders, those that are having this conversation with Jesus, the one who claims that he can set them free. They're a little taken back by this because in their mind, they are free. In fact, their freedom is based on their ancestors, upon their founding fathers, if you will. And so their claim is that they have never been enslaved to anyone, that they're children of Abraham. And Abraham is the father of their freedom. Now, on the surface, it sounds like a good claim, I guess, except it ignored centuries of history. In fact, they seem to have forgotten the 400 years that the people of Israel were enslaved in Egypt prior to God sending Moses and leading them out of that bondage. They seem to have forgotten the many times and eras where they were enslaved, that the people were taken captive and even carried off into Babylon and Persia and other places. They seem to even have forgotten their current situation where, while residents of the Promised Land, they were ruled by Rome and the Roman Empire. It kind of made me think about how we look back on the founding fathers of America and claim our freedom based on that. And yet I believe Jesus would come with a very similar message, calling us to a freedom that goes beyond any nationality, goes beyond any freedom given or claimed by an ancestor, by a founding father, by a person. In fact, it's a freedom that Jesus himself came to give. And so as I shared this message, I thought about that word free. And what does it look like to live as one who is free? Well, I think to begin with, in the eyes of God, in the message that Jesus wants us to not only know, but to share, to live as one who is free, we must live as one who is forgiven. Jesus talks about knowing the truth, knowing Him. And it's through Jesus that we really can be free because we can have our sins forgiven. In 1 John chapter 1, we read this idea that if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. You see, we can claim that we're not in bondage to anyone. We can claim that we've never been in bondage to anyone, and Jesus would come along. God would say in His Word, that's not true. We have been enslaved to sin. If we claim otherwise, we're not truthful. But the good news is that he goes on in 1 John and says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to purify or to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You see, we find freedom begins when we recognize the forgiveness that we need, the forgiveness that is available in Jesus. But there's a second part, I believe, that comes with the forgiveness that God offers. It's the same second part that ought to come with the forgiveness that we give, that we extend to others. I suspect we all know situations, perhaps we've all experienced them, where someone has forgiven us when we've done wrong, but, well, things are never the same. We're kept at a distance. We're not accepted. We're not included back in. Perhaps we've even done that to others. But when we live as one who has been set free, if we live as one who is free in Christ, we not only live as one who is forgiven, we also live as one who is restored. What a wonderful message. What a wonderful aspect of living as free. To know that God has not only forgiven our sins, He's not only washed us in the blood of Jesus, but He's restored us to be called sons and daughters of the King. We're not a second-class citizen. We're not something less than we once were. We are created in the image of the living God. Not only did He create Adam and Eve, the mankind from the very beginning, the Bible says that He knits us together in our mother's womb. That we are valuable as creations of God, as His children. As I thought about that, I thought about this, the story that we often refer to as the story of the prodigal son. Perhaps you can recall that story and realize this son that squandered his inheritance, that wasted everything his father had given him. And in the midst of that story, we read a line that says, when he came to his senses, he realized that the servants, that the lowest members of his father's household had it better than he did. So he made up this plan. He came up with this idea that he would return to his father's house and he would beg to be brought back in as a servant. And that would be so much better than the condition that he found himself in. And I always picture him rehearsing that speech. And we see that as he returns to the Father, he begins that speech. He says, Father, I have sinned against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. But the Father never lets him finish his speech. You see, not only is he forgiven, but he's restored. And in Luke chapter 15, verses 22 through 24, we read that the Father said to his servants, come quick. Bring the best robe and put it on and put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And so they began to celebrate. You see, we live as those who are free when we realize that in Christ we have forgiveness, but in Christ we also have restoration. That He calls us His own. There's a couple other things that we have as those who are free. We have that forgiveness, we have that restoration, but we also find that we are enlisted. You see, we've not simply been set free for our own purposes, our own desires, our own selfishness. God tells us in His Word that you have indeed been set free, but do not use that freedom to indulge the sinful nature, the selfish desires, but rather serve one another in love. And it's in that freedom that we've found in Christ that we've been enlisted to serve. Yes, we are children of the King, but we are children with responsibilities. We are children with chores to do, if you will. We are children that God loves and God considers valuable in the work that He is currently doing on this earth. And He calls us to Himself. He enlists us into His family and into His work. 2 Timothy chapter 2, Paul writing to Timothy describes this in the terms of a military language. He says, endure hardship with us like a good soldier of Jesus Christ. You see, no one serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs. He wants to please his commanding officer. When we live as one who is free, we live as one who is enlisted. We've signed up to please the one in charge. We've signed up to please God. We've signed up to live a life that honors Jesus, that makes him known to the people around us. You see, when we live as those who are free, we live as those who are forgiven, we live as those who are restored, we live as those who are enlisted, but it's not simply enlisted. There's a second part to this, just like there was to the freedom. We live as those who are equipped. You see, it's one thing to be enlisted. It's one thing to sign up for something. And sometimes we get kind of coerced into signing up for things that we're not really sure what we've gotten ourselves into. But not so with God. He doesn't leave us hanging. If you've ever been in that situation that you've been given a task but no instructions, you can understand how frustrating that can be, how helpless that a person can feel. But not only are we those who have been set free, those who have been enlisted, but we've been equipped to do the work that God has called us to do. See, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, we read that all Scripture is God-breathed. And it's useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in all righteousness. Why? So that the person of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. What an incredible relief, at least in my mind, to know that I've been enlisted by God to be his representative, to be an ambassador of Jesus here on earth. But I don't have to do it on my own. I don't have to do it with no instructions. In fact, he's given his word and his spirit to equip us for the good work that the scripture teaches that he prepared in advance for us to do. Today, as you live as one who is free, there are a couple questions I think that we ought to be asking. Do I live life in everything I do as if I have that knowledge, that confidence that I am forgiven? Outside of Jesus Christ, that's impossible. But in Christ, knowing that Jesus came and he lived and he taught and he served and he loved, and he went to the cross. The Bible says that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. Those that heard that statement from Jesus at the very beginning would recognize what he meant. The Jewish people were accustomed and familiar with sacrifices of animals that would push off the penalty of sin. And then Jesus comes and once and for all sheds his blood to offer a true and complete forgiveness of all sin. And so do you live as one who has been washed in the blood, that have had your sins forgiven? Do you need reminded of that? Do you live as one who's been restored? Well, you've allowed not only that forgiveness to take place, but you've allowed it to no longer be that entanglement in your life, that baggage that you carry behind. You see, God calls us to be forgiven, to be restored. Do you live as one who has enlisted as a servant of the Most High King? Have you signed up for whatever the commander says? You see, that's the thing about serving, especially in a military context, is in a sense, those commanders, those in charge, own you. You've enlisted. You've signed up, and whether you completely understood everything or not, you're no longer in charge. And when we live as those who are free, we live as those who have enlisted. And our desires all of a sudden change. Maybe not all of a sudden. Sometimes it's a gradual and painful and arduous change. But they ought to be continually changing to a desire that wants to see Jesus glorified, that wants to do His will. Jesus taught and He preached and He loved people. He would constantly be referring back to His Father. And that His purpose was to do the will of His Father. And as those who are free, we are those who also are enlisted to do God's will above our own. And God's will instead of our own. But know for certain that when you choose to do that, that you also live as one who is equipped. So are you living by the Spirit? Are you living by the truth of God's Word? You see, as we ask ourselves those questions, then we need to turn around and ask, is this the way I treat others? If I live as one who is free, do I forgive others? Do I restore others? Do I enlist and equip? Am I involved in not only taking advantage of the freedom that Christ offers, but sharing that freedom with others? You see, we have that opportunity. As we celebrate a day that we call Independence Day, I encourage each one of us to celebrate it as a day reminding ourselves of our dependence on God, reminding ourselves what true freedom looks like, the freedom to serve one another in love. Today, will you serve? Will you live as one who really is free? God, thank you for loving us enough to set us free and making it possible so that we can be free. Without Jesus, we're condemned. We're doomed. And yet in Christ, we can be forgiven. We can be restored. We can be enlisted. We can be equipped. And so God, today, help us to live as one who is free. And help us to share that message so those around us would know that they too can live as one who is free. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Well, this has been the recap devotion of a message I shared on Sunday morning, July 4th, at the North Wayne Mennonite Church. My name is Tom Limmler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. I hope you enjoyed this devotion, and stay tuned as my plan, as I stated at the beginning, is to return to live and or recorded devotions on weekday mornings beginning tomorrow, Monday, July 5th. So thank you, and may God richly bless your day so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.